and welcoming to KRDO's Afternoon News on our news line, Captain Charlie Plum, U.S. Navy retired, with an extraordinary story. You're going to hear all about this story on our program, American Warrior Radio, with Ben Bueller Garcia. That is presented by Medicare Mentors here in our market. It is a national program and expanding and doing wonderful things in service and support of the military. Captain Plum, an amazing story that you're coming to tell on Ben Bueller Garcia's program. Can we get a little bit of your background and talk about your experience as a warrior?
Absolutely, Ted. I grew up in Kansas. I went to the Naval Academy, then flight training, and flew F-4 Phantoms in Vietnam. 74 successful combat missions, and with before I was to return home, 5 days before the end of my tour of duty, I was shot down. Spent the next 2,103 days in communist prison camps.
And that story you've also translated into a book. It's called I'm No Hero.
Yes, it's my autobiography in its 33rd printing. I might say mighty proud of that book. And I'm on the speaking circuit as well, telling the story of resilience and overcoming adversity.
And I would love to hear some of those stories. The way Ben Bueller describes it to me in his note to me about you, they are stories of survival, inventiveness, resiliency. You have even discussed your methods of communication and some of the things you created in order to be able to communicate with each other while you were being held in captivity.
We found that communication was vital. It was actually life or death. The interesting part is it wasn't what we were passing around, not the words or the phrases or the secret military stuff. The value of communication in a prison camp, and I believe in daily life, it was just the validation of another human being. Because in those prison cells, when it was dark and you were alone, some guys were in solitary confinement for 4.5 years. But when it was dark and you were alone, you'd lose track, wouldn't know really if you were even alive or dead. A simple tap on a wall or a tug on a wire to communicate with another American validated your own sanity and your own livelihood. You knew that somebody in that prison cell next to you cared about you. And so that's part of my message, is just validating other people. And that's the way we survived and even thrived through that prison situation.
2,103 days. And yes, I quite imagine you're completely dehumanized. I mean, the enemy has no interest in keeping you alive, do they, at that point?
The only reason they kept us alive was just to have a trading ship at the end of the war. And so they did keep us alive, and barely. We had 2 bowls of rice a day and a jug of water was pretty much our subsistence. But there were no books to read, no window to look out, no TV, telephone, or communication with our families back home.
And how is it that you and Ben became connected?
Well, Ben, of course, is a veteran, and he runs his American Warrior Radio. And so he asked me to participate on the show that you'll be running tomorrow. Mm-hmm. As military guys, and I know that you have a great military listening audience around Colorado Springs, and of course I've been to the Air Force Academy and spoken a number of times at Broadmoor, and so I know that it's a very positive community you have there. So he contacted me, Ben contacted me, to be on his show and tell some of my stories of communication and resilience and teamwork and leadership. And there's just an awful lot to be learned, but not just from the military side of this, but the civilian side as well, about life itself.
And a final question, and then we've got to sign off. I wish the clock was a better friend to us here, Captain Plum. You say that adversity is a terrible thing to waste.
I really believe that every challenge in your life, and I think I'm living proof, that every challenge in life has some opportunities within. And so you waste adversity by blaming other people for your problems and feeling sorry for yourself and denying that you have any control of your destiny. And that's how you waste adversity. And this is nothing new. You know, look back through history at all of the people that we read about who have taken adverse situations and turned them into some kind of a positive part of life.
And we will learn much, much more about your background, your history, the things that inform who you are today and how you inspire other people. Captain Charlie Plum, U.S. Navy, retired, former F-4 Phantom pilot, Vietnam era, 74 missions and shot down 5 days within retirement, spent over 2,000 days as a prisoner of war. Hear Captain Plum's story at 10 tomorrow morning, 10 Saturday morning here on KRDO News Radio on American Warrior Radio with Ben Bueller Garcia. Captain Plum, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Thanks, Dan. A real pleasure.